concern were you early on, you're going to have to use the bullpen even more than you did in Sagan? Was it 32 after the first and 51 after the second?
Yeah, it seems to be kind of the story of us here the last couple of weeks is the doubleheaders and just kind of everything with the bullpen. So obviously we're a little bit short going into tonight. We were short last night, still able to pull it out. The first two innings away goes for Sagano. Probably wasn't ideal for us, but he settled down. Got us pretty deep into the game, probably more than what we were expecting at that point. And, the whole thing kind of set up where we probably had four guys to cover three innings there that we felt really good about. It set up good. The pocket set up good. It just didn't go our way.
What were you seeing out there in the outfield
with our outfielders? We got a guy that's a rookie in the major leagues, and then we have an infielder playing the outfield partly because of the injury situation right now. So they played really well. It's a wet night. It's tough. The ball's flying. Their outfielders made their plays, but there were a couple balls that when they're up in there, it didn't look super confident at times. So I think the conditions were really tough tonight. Our guys did the best they could for what we're asked, and, that's what we got.
How tired is this bullpen? I know you mentioned at the beginning the doubleheader, a lot of people relying on them a lot. Did you get a sense that today was maybe an example of your bullpen?
We've been on fumes for a few days. So, we've rolled off a few games here in a row. In the coach's room, we have the sheet. We know where we're at. We're talking to the players. And we felt very fortunate here the last few days that it's kind of set up perfectly for us. And it actually set up again pretty good for us tonight. So, kind of got us into a good spot. And, because of the 16, 17, or 18 games in a row that we've had, because of the double headers, because of the long games, I think it just kind of took its toll on us tonight. And that's okay. I think it's going to happen for everybody. We've really relied on him heavily here recently, and he has been so good. And, when we put him out there, we know we're asking a lot. But we're asking a lot of that whole group right now. I think as we get through these next couple off days, it'll probably settle us down a little bit and kind of reset the pen and try to get back to what they've been doing here recently.
So you got the big hit from O'Hearn, but 1-for-14 with runners in scoring position. A little frustrating not to be able to break through with some of those opportunities.
Their pitching was good tonight. I mean, you look at the Payante guy and kind of what his fastball was doing and cutting it, sinking it. It had life. It was jumping. The big front arm. That was a tough at bat. And the guys battled. They did a good job. It's a heck of a bullpen as well. So as I watched the at bats, I think you guys all did too. It felt competitive. It felt good. It felt like we were in it. A couple big hits here or there. It might have been a different story. But, I appreciated the effort and the battle.